This is one of the signs of the end times. An increasing anti-Semitic, anti-Israel view. How do we know this? Because the Bible tells us, both in Ezekiel and in Zechariah, that in the last days, the world will turn against Israel. So number one, no Christian should be ruffled by the comments of particular podcasters who are now fomenting this anti-Semitic view. That should be expected if you know your Bible. It shouldn't trouble you. But it doesn't mean you should be silent either. You should speak up and expose. Paul the Apostle told us that we need to expose people even by name. And Paul did that. And so when you hear people saying what they're saying, I immediately go to Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy, where in the last days, there will be those propagating doctrines of demons and teachings that are spawned on by deceiving spirits. That's what's happening. And listen to this. Does not the Bible say, Trey, that Jesus Christ is returning to Israel in the second coming? Doesn't it say that he's going to return to Jerusalem? Doesn't it say that he's going to be enthroned on Mount Zion? That's what the Bible says about future prophecy regarding Jesus. But if Satan knows this, then wouldn't it be advantageous to Satan in his twisted thinking to get an anti-Semitic flow to try to abolish the viability of the nation of Israel, to say that Israel's illegitimate, that it doesn't exist, that God didn't know what he was talking about when he said that in the last days before I return, I'm going to draw Israel back from all the four corners of the earth, and I'm going to bring them back into their own land while they are in unbelief, and I'm going to cause them to prosper in unbelief, and they won't believe in me until the Ezekiel 38 battle. That's where he says the veil is going to be lifted from their eyes, and then they will know that I am the Lord. So, wow, I see this stuff happening, and I hear the rhetoric, and I hear the anti-Semitism, and it just means for me that I'm standing for Israel.